Hello, and welcome to the Viking Prepper podcast. I am Johan, the Viking Prepper. I am starting this podcast to help and serve people in their preparedness and helping people deal with their fears and anxiety that comes with preparedness. Now, there are many great resources out there, but I'm also so tired of seeing and hearing all the fear-mongering and sometimes also bad advice and information being put out there. So I've decided to start sharing my own ongoing journey in preparedness and peace of mind. Now, there are many reasons why people get into preparedness and prepping. And usually there's an event or a life-changing experience that gave you that aha moment. You know, a gut feeling that the wise and smart person should prepare for a rainy day. Just look at the past and current environmental, economical, and political events that we have. That should just be enough for anyone to have put together some kind of plan and preparedness for a rainy day. Now, for decades, I've been into situational awareness and preparedness due to my military and security training years back. But the big shift for me was the birth of my son 14 years ago. If you have children, you know the unconditional love you feel for them. And the day my son was born, I made a promise to myself that I would do everything in my power to always be there for him and make sure our family was going to be safe and protected. Now, the way I look at it is that the trend is quite clear. The game has changed. And the government will not be able to be there for you in the time of need. Even though they say they want to, they don't have the resources or the manpower to help when something in larger scale threatens your family. So while I was learning and applying preparedness methods and survival skills to my own life for my own family, I've made mistakes and I wasted both time and money on things I did not need at that time, at that certain point in my preps. And by sharing these mistakes, I hope to serve and help as many people as possible and to help you in your planning and preparedness for a future in an unpredictable world, the way I look at it. Today, I sleep good at night knowing that my plan will protect my family from natural or man-made disasters. But it wasn't always like that. See, the first thing any good prepper need to do is to figuring out what threats we need to prepare for and then create a plan for those threats. So if you are interested, you can go to my website, thevikingprepper.com, and download a threat analysis. It's for free. I'm not trying to sell you anything. And it will help you figure out what your focus should be on when preparing. Something that I wished I had when I was first starting out. I would have saved so much time and money. And by planning and preparing for the worst, you can live a normal life with normal activities, knowing that you are prepared for anything you and your family will face. Now, Winston Churchill said that there comes into the life of every man a task for which he and he alone is uniquely suited. What a shame if that moment finds him either unwilling or unprepared for that which would become his finest hour. You're in the right place at the right time. Join me and other Viking warriors, and together we will navigate the journey towards living a stress-free and prepared lifestyle. As a good warrior, we must plan, prepare, and prevail. In my next episode, I will share my top 5 advice for anyone that's just starting out. I look forward to connecting and sharing my experiences with you. Until next time, be prepared and stay safe.